The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Lord Oliver Cromwell of the Rolando clan has arrived. Good morning. Who is he? I'll tell you. It's Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's our cat.
Oh.
Our cat flew in,
yes,
and
yes,
we picked our cat up yesterday. I actually sent a picture of Lord Oliver Cromwell of the Rolando clan to you, Anthony, and Chewy, producer Chewy.
Dude. Your cat looked like he was in another universe, dude.
He was a little high on the nip.
A little high on the nip. That's the way to put it.
He had to fly. He had to fly overseas. He had to fly again from Chicago, from Chi-Town to get here.
He was definitely heavily sedated when we picked him up.
See, he was just like, what's up? Got him to the house. Uh-huh. And he woke up and he was like, this is
Hold on. You're skipping a lot of steps because we get to the house and the electricity's out in the building.
I didn't want to think about that.
So I had to walk 17 flights of stairs with the cat.
Nice.
And I had to walk 17 flights of stairs behind him with the cat food, which weighed more than the cat. Wanted to tell you there, DJ Automatic. Thank you very much.
Didn't think about that.
We did make it up there, though, and after much sweating and a little bit of nervousness from the cat and us. Automatic, we were a little nervous. He finally came out of his cat shell, came out and played with us. I think the thing that threw him off the most was the litter box. It is a robot litter box. Have you seen these contraptions?
We're not smart enough to figure it out.
I don't know how the cat's going to figure it out. Yeah, it traps everything underneath, which is cool, but I kept pushing buttons and it was just running and... I don't know. I think the cat...
did get inside it.
Yeah, he did it. He did his business.
There it is.
I was like, man, cats are so smart. I don't even have to train this thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting on the couch and I was like, what's that smell? And
oh.
I realized the cat stepped in his own stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he's tracking it everywhere.
Well, that extra catnip for the flight, he's a little runny.
It's not his fault.
It's not even his fault, Anthony.
So, I mean...
I gave him too much credit too quick.
Beyond the catnip and cat litter situation... situation.
Oh, he's cute, dude. Much fun.
He's absolutely gorgeous.
The new kitty has been great, right?
Yeah, he slept all night, did not do zoomies at night. You've had pets, but Metro, your dog was chill.
I've intentionally never had a kitty or a puppy.
Yeah, they are definitely the zoomies at night. But he didn't. He slept all through the night. He woke up with us this morning, went straight to DJ Automatic and played with him. We were 15 minutes late because
I had to get my rubs in.
There it is. You got to, bro. That's what it's here for. That's what Lord Oliver is here for.
He is.
Shout out to him. Yeah,
we almost thought about bringing him in, but then the runniness lesson, I was like, nah. We are not going to subject anybody here in this studio to that.
And we don't know who's allergic, and
No, I don't want to hear.
And then he's like, I don't need your cat here.
Yeah.
It is a happy moment, though. I'm very grateful to have him here. Should we post a picture up on the page?
I took some video.
Let me talk to Jesse Watt about this.
He was super high last night because he was sedated, so.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe you should give him 24 hours.
Yeah, you want to?
Before making
let him come off the drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
You mean the pupils being the size of a quarter? They're not attractive on this kitten? All right. Well, I think we should post him up. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'll throw him up on my story with his dilated pupils, okay? What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Biscuit Day.
Let's go!
My wife loves a biscuit.
I will eat biscuits for dinner, lunch, breakfast. I like biscuits. Sausage, gravy, and bacon. That's it.
Ooh.
Extra fat.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you think it's a good idea to live with somebody before you get married, or should you wait until you walk down the aisle?
Hmm.
One of our listeners has an opinion on this, and it's a very strong one. Good morning. Who is this?
You're talking to Morgan.
Okay, so living together before you get married, how do you feel about it?
I have never lived with a partner, and I do not think that you should move in with a partner out of convenience. I think that it will kill the relationship. I think you should move in with them only if you know you're going to marry that person.
Look at you in Automatic with your conservative values.
It's not even conservative. It's just intelligence.
It's
not from a religious standpoint. I just think that all partners are going to have issues that you need to get over in a marriage. And if you move in with them too soon, you might be more willing to abandon that relationship rather than sticking it out for marriage.
I agree with you 100%. And I did live with somebody before DJ Automatic, and I was married before as well. But you're right. Mm-hmm. When you get married, it's different. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody... It's just a piece of paper, blah, blah, blah. No! It is different when you say I do and you make that ultimate commitment. When you move in, when you shack up, You could just leave. You could just split. And it doesn't, it's not as.
But why would you want to get into a situation that you're not 100% committed to? Like because she said, the convenience doesn't make sense to me. Common sense tells me I'm not going to go and put my life with this person until I know I want to spend the rest of my life with them.
I agree with you, okay, automatic. But you and Dora are talking in like hindsight, of course, it all like in retrospect. Like, yeah, I think at the time you move in, you think it's going to work out.
You think this is your person. You have the ideas.
Yeah. That's what I thought, at least.
And then less than 90 days,
yeah, it was. Yeah, less than 90 days, I learned that.
You've got to think about before you move in with somebody. Now, are you with somebody right now?
I'm not.
Are you looking?
Maybe.
Hello.
Well, whoever she ends up with, don't worry. You don't have to live with her right away. So this is serious. You know, she's very, her heels are dug in. I'm not living with someone. And Automatic and I, we didn't live together till you knew you were serious. You never lived with anybody else before me.
Because it's a humongous commitment. I mean, dating is one thing, but living together, it just takes it to the next level. And if you're going to do that, you got to be ready to be committed at all another level also.
I just wonder, and I'm glad you didn't, don't get me wrong. I just wonder why you hadn't lived with somebody before, especially because you dated people for years.
I think I was afraid of that level of commitment. I wasn't ready to be married. I wasn't ready to take that humongous step. And I felt like once you move in, that's it. You're ready to make that step.
Yeah.
Anthony, you live with two ladies?
Yes.
And we've been a part of your life while you were going through these things, and it didn't work out, and each breakup was tough. You know, moving in and then moving out is hard, man.
Well, if you've been through it, you would know that the moving out part overshadows the moving in excitement very quickly. Because moving sucks, period. But moving out during a breakup, oh, that's horrendous.
Anthony, it's the worst.
That's horrible. Because then you're all mad, packing stuff up. It's weird. It's awkward. You still got to share this space with another person.
You're talking about deposits.
Yeah, and on that note, that's kind of like what the lesson I learned into it. I don't think I would be open to moving in and living with another person for sure if the opportunity presented itself. But one thing I'm going to make sure when we move in together, I'm going to make sure that I have money set aside for the deposit in case this thing don't work out. It's a new beginning. You don't know what you're going to discover about this person, and you may love it and you may hate it. And you got to be ready for both ways when you're living with somebody.
The answer that I heard, though, is that you're still willing to give love a try. And I love that.
Okay.
That makes me happy that you're not, you know, you don't feel some type of way because it didn't work out. It means that you're willing to still put yourself out there and take a chance on love. Do you think you'll move in as quickly? Or will you wait? Because
the two situations when I moved in and lived with a woman were completely different. One was I was helping a woman out who was moving out of her place, and she was kind of in between. So that wasn't really like a hey, let's sit, like let's move in together.
And she just stayed.
It was kind of like a let me help you out and this situation. And then when we broke up, it took forever for her to move out, and she kept like kind of gaslighting me a little bit and kept telling me that if she moved out, she wouldn't have anywhere to go and this and that. So the second time I lived with the woman, it was your typical, we dated for about a year and a half, and then we said, okay, if we're going to take it to the next level, let's go ahead and move in together. And the moment we moved in together, we learned that we have separate lifestyles.
Yeah.
And as much as like we made time for each other when we were living in separate places, the moment we're like, all right, we're going to build and grow this into a family, it just didn't work out. And I thought at the time, I was like, okay, of course, if I'm moving in and we have these dogs and now we have like a startup.
This is a real thing.
This is like a family with training wheels almost.
Yes.
I thought it was going to end in something like a marriage, but it doesn't go that way all the time. So in hindsight, like, of course, you move in with somebody you think is going to be that serious, but it doesn't always work out.
And you're not jaded because you're still willing to do it again.
Yeah, I'm not jaded at all because I need somebody to never. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that you should wait or live with somebody before marriage? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The name of the show is Chrisley Knows Best, and I know this because my mother used to make me watch it all the time. Now,
Don't act like you didn't like that show. You used to watch it too.
Automatic. I liked it too. Well, the Chrisleys were sentenced to a combined 19 years in prison.
Rightfully so.
Well, they did a lot of bad things. Yeah, they were stealing.
They stole $36 million from banks. They didn't pay their vendors. They didn't pay their taxes.
Yeah.
They appealed last year to a judge to get their sentence reduced or actually get out of jail. And the judge said, nope, they upheld the convictions. And I just don't understand why you get to steal $36 million from people and you get to get out of jail.
Because the president of the United States pardoned them. And here's how it happened. Their daughter, Savannah, got a phone call from the White House.
Freaking out over here. I have shed so many tears. The president called me personally as I was walking into Sam's Club and notified me that he was signing pardon paperwork for both of my parents. So both my parents are coming home tonight or tomorrow, and I still don't believe it's real. I'm freaking out. The fact that the president called me, I will forever be grateful for President Trump, his administration, and everyone along the way, all of my lawyers, the people who put in countless hours and effort and love for my family to make sure that my parents got home.
No matter how you feel about it, for Savannah, this is a big deal.
I think it's sick, dude. That's cool.
She was raising her two siblings, her youngest, yeah. Grayson and Chloe, by herself.
And her brother's full grown.
She's got lots of siblings. The little ones are not full grown.
Oh.
She had to take care of them.
I don't know anybody in this story at all, but if you've ever been sitting in jail, that first call you get when they're going to come pick you up, oh, it's the best. Hey, you're going home today. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I feel conflicted. Like, I'm happy for Savannah and the kids and everything, but when you do a crime like this, it's
just not
crazy,
fair.
Right?
There's people that are in jail right now for shoplifting or for stealing a car or something, and it's $36 million that they stole. And then they tried to appeal it, and the judge said, no, you're going to stay in jail, and now all of a sudden they're getting out of jail. It's $36 million.
Okay, I understand that, but maybe they'll pay the price in other ways, like a new reality show.
Yeah, exactly. They're just going to get rich off another reality show. It's not fair.
Yeah, it does sting a little bit being that we're coming right out of tax season and I just got done.
Paid my taxes.
Yeah, I just paid all my taxes. So now it's part of like, okay, well, what's up? Like, I need a get out of jail free card when it's time for me to commit my white collar crime. What's up with that? I'm ready to do that.
How about when I don't want to pay my taxes? Yeah, can I get out of jail card?
I've been wanting to do a pyramid scheme for such a long time.
Well, here's your chance.
Yeah, dude. I guess everyone's getting lifted out of prison.
Don't get it. How you can defraud the government out of
because
all that money. I know when I had my tax problems, they were like, if you don't pay this, you're going to jail.
Because you're not a friend of the administration. If you know somebody in high places, you've gotten out of trouble because of a good lawyer or whatever. You know, sometimes that just happens. I understand your anger, and trust me, the unfairness of it. I get all of that. But I do feel for the children. Regardless of whatever happens to the parents.
I'm happy for the kids. I'm not a hater. But at the same time,
no matter what your mama and dad do, you're going to wish for them to be okay.
Of course you're going to.
Okay.
But if you steal $36 million and you don't pay all your vendors and you don't pay your taxes, then you should be in jail.
Well, or you could be president. One or the other.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I felt so bad, Anthony, when you told me in DJ Automatic you might have to spend like $1,000 on your car. What is going on?
This life of a roller coaster that I'm living, or this roller coaster of a life that I'm living through adulthood has so many ups and downs. And I thought I was crushing it when it came to, you know, living the right way by getting my oil change on time. Moment I saw my little change oil light came on, I took it right in.
Right.
So I take it in there. Get my oil changed. They don't try to overcharge me, none of that. Everything goes smooth. 2 days later, my change oil light comes on again.
No.
And I remember being in the parking lot, and I looked at my car, and I'm like, oh, my God, I think I have an oil leak. Maybe I was just, like, seeing stuff or maybe imagining things, but I could have swore I saw something leaking from the bottom
of
the car.
Right. Right away, you're thinking, I got to spend
some
money.
Like, you had a big puddle under there?
That's what I thought I saw, dude. It turns out when you Google things, what's wrong with my car, it's worse than checking health conditions on 1BG.
Yeah, don't do that.
It was the worst thing ever. Next thing I know, I'm like, how much does a new engine cost?
Oh my God.
I was shook, dude. I was shook. And I went back to the place that changed my oil like a little scared boy. Excuse me, sir. My change engine light is on. Can you help me? And then, so I'm sitting in the waiting room of the mechanic shop, which is the worst place to be. That's like,
I can just feel the bills coming at me.
Well, they also have the bad coffee. And the bad news every time.
And then he turns the corner, and I swear he had a halo above him because he just goes, oh, bro, all we had to do is reset the light. You're good to go.
Yes.
So you're stressing over nothing.
Stressing over nothing. I even looked around. I said, I could leave right now. And he said, yeah, just give me my keys. No money, no nothing. I didn't have to spend a dime. And
it's those little baby blessings.
It's a win.
that make you feel good. It's just a baby blessing. It turned your whole day around, I'm sure. You came in with some pep in your step.
I had a GoFundMe ready to start.
Yeah. By Anthony A. Struggling comedians and Jen. Yeah. Okay, I had a baby blessing. I don't like doing laundry, but it is, for some reason, my duty. I'm the laundry person. I gotta wash clothes.
Well, I don't. When I do it, I don't do it right.
I think you don't do it right on purpose, DJ Automatic, so that I do it.
I don't know how you can do laundry wrong, but yeah, I mean,
and that's why you don't do laundry.
You separate the clothes and you put the whites in the hot and the colors in the cold.
Why'd you put our darks in hot that one time and fade everything?
It wasn't on purpose.
Exactly. So anyway, I'm doing laundry and I have to go through DJ Automatic's pockets because he always leaves stuff in there and then it gets all over the clothes. And inside the right front pocket was a nice $10 bill.
Hello.
Baby got some money that
nice
day.
Nice, little Hamilton.
It was a little baby blessing. Ooh. Just a little baby blessing.
You took my money?
I didn't take your money.
If it was in my pocket, that's my money.
You know, Automatic, I figured it was a tip. It was a tip because you left it in there. I figured you didn't want it.
My mom used to say, any money I find is mine. That's it.
That's why Mom-O-Matic and I connect so well. I share her philosophy. Also, I will tell you something that just happened to me. Credit card bills, they were a little high for a minute because we were redoing. You know, we bought this house on the internet. Got to be ordering stuff. We don't have anything. I got a refund I wasn't expecting.
Hello.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, dude.
What'd you get a refund for?
I don't even know. I just saw the positive. I said, let's go. I swear. I didn't even look. I said, whatever it is, I'll just take it. It was like $39.99.
I feel like sometimes those refunds feel like they take forever to come in, too. Like the warranty ones, because it's like 10 to 20 business days. And that's really like 4 or 5 weeks, bro.
Yes. By then, I'll forget and they don't give you your money back. And you forgot who owed you the money in the first place.
Good thing you got $10 from your husband.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So Jay-Z was actually mentioned yesterday for the first time in the Diddy trial. And it was by Diddy's former assistant. Her name is Capricorn Clark. She said that when she begged Cassie to leave Diddy because of the constant abuse, Cassie said Jay-Z's already taken. So I'm sure Beyonce is not very happy about her husband being mentioned, but that was just the facts. That's what happened. She said this was a very long time ago. She said she witnessed on multiple occasions very horrible abuse by Diddy toward Cassie, and she said she asked security to intervene on several occasions and they refused. So there were multiple witnesses who saw this. She also claims that she was part of the posse, I guess, that got together to go hurt Kid Cudi. Remember, Kid Cudi is claiming that Diddy...
Well, she backed up the
bluest Porsche
Kid Cudi story and said that Diddy really did want to kill him. And that
said that they had guns out and they went to his house. Oh, like, no, this is a real thing.
And they're trying to get his testimony thrown out, right?
Diddy was trying to, but obviously it's not going to get thrown out anymore.
It won't, because there's going to be multiple people that are going to end up testifying. They were a part of this Kid Cudi ambush and they were witness to what was happening with Cassie. We mentioned, remember, I don't know, Anthony, if you remember, but Automatic, you and I were talking about it yesterday. A couple of weeks ago, Usher was mentioned during the trial as well, that he was a witness. He and Neo were a witness to the abuse and nobody stepped in, which is not a good look for people at all.
Continue through this trial, we're going to hear a lot of celebrity names.
I get it, but how are you not going to say anything? You're there and you're watching somebody get hurt and you're not going to step in?
Obviously, everyone else is getting beat up and getting, you know, there's
people are afraid of Diddy.
And like, just, you know, you can't start asking people, like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? You don't know what's going on. His bodyguards are there.
Diddy's showing up at Cudi's place.
If you
threatening to kill him.
So you think people were just afraid of Sean Combs?
Yes.
Just really afraid of this
man. I know they were.
Because I know Cassie obviously was going through Stockholm Syndrome. She was afraid. She was a victim of domestic abuse on a daily basis almost. So I understand. But you just think people in the industry really knew what he was capable of.
They knew better
of.
Than to mess with Diddy.
Yeah. Jay-Z and Beyonce very quiet during this. Jay-Z obviously attended all of the Diddy parties. But I really don't believe, especially now that all the stupid charges that Busby, all that's been dropped, I don't believe Jay-Z participated in any of these terrible activities.
No, it would be out everywhere.
Oh, I think so too. I think so too. So I'm sure Beyonce is glad that his name, at least for now, has been cleared. But why he got mentioned yesterday, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, right. I mean, Diddy and Jay-Z worked together for a long, long time. They've known each other for a long time. They're going to be associated with each other.
Not anymore, I guarantee you that. Beyonce's cut that off.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There were serious floods all across Australia, and this one ranch thought that they had lost one of their beloved cows. Turns out the cow's okay, 11 miles away, just chilling on a beach.
Cow bunga. Did he float? Did he float all the way down there?
No one really knows how he got there. I'm assuming that the floodwaters carried him, and then he just landed on the beach, which is
like,
one
this
of the
is
most
comfy.
Yeah, most awesome places to be.
From the pasture to Castaway.
Yeah, and it's weird because he's just laying there, and a beach worker, you know, there's a bunch of bars on the beach. This woman said, I thought I was hallucinating. She had to walk down there, and there's this cow just chilling.
How do you say that? There's a cow on the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Right? She just freaks out. She walks down, and she said the cow literally was just kind of chilling, hanging out. Thought the cow was injured. Nah, cow's fine.
Yeah, just like, I mean, I think everyone else is being dramatic. I think the cow just wanted to take a little vacation.
The cow does not want to go back to the ranch.
Yeah, not at all.
You might just be hanging out for the barbecue later.
No! Oh, DJ Automatic, no. He doesn't know he may be the one served. No. If I was taken away by a flood and I could land anywhere in the world, it would probably be the Cayman Islands. Automatic used to DJ for the Disney cruises, and they own their own private island. Swear.
Whoa.
And it was magical, just like Mickey promised.
Or we could go to Pig Beach. You
Why would I go to Pig
Beach? It's in the Cayman Islands.
That?
It's a beach that has a bunch of swimming pigs on it. You've never seen the...
Never, but tell me more.
Well, there's an island in the Cayman Islands, the Bahamas, where there's pigs that swim and they live on the beach.
Why are they there?
They're waiting for you to show up. That's what they're doing.
Well, I don't understand how they got there. I think about the cow. He got there.
I think they're just more like loose pigs. It's like kind of like a hog situation.
It's like a herd of pigs.
Yes, right? That's where we're at with this one? Yeah.
So the pigs get an island and I don't.
They don't know how the pigs got there. It's just folklore that they showed up at one point.
It sounds to me like some kind of colonizer situation.
Pirates.
That's what I was thinking. Somebody was bringing... Seriously,
probably stole some pigs and was like, hey, let's just drop them off here. We don't need them.
And they survived.
Yep.
That should have been the lead story right there, not the cow.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.